are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. How's everybody doing on this beautiful Friday that's 5 minutes past the hour? You know, many people will cite Friday being the happiest day of the week. Friday, I mean, see me, I've always worked 7 days a week. I've always worked. I mean, lately Sundays have been off in terms of being at the office or on the studio or in the studio, on the studio. Yeah, sometimes I actually climb up and I sit on the studio. But I never thought of Friday as being my Friday because I've always had to work. I always work jobs on Sundays. And even if I'm not working, that's when I have to do all my errands and grocery shopping. So I actually don't like Sundays. Sundays are probably the worst day of the week. I probably like my Saturdays the most, you know, but they say Fridays, you'll find the least amount of depression. Happy day. This is, you know, most people's Friday, which means they get off the next couple days knowing it's the end of the week. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Even though Fridays are sometimes the busiest day of the week, that idea that we're winding down the week going into the weekend gives people that extra push. Now, studies have shown that Tuesday or Wednesday are actually the most depressing days of the week, not Monday. All right, everybody thinks that Monday would be. Monday, no, because you're a little rejuvenated. You got that little bit of energy. Hopefully the hangover's gone from Friday and Saturday. And then you're kind of ready to rock it on Monday. Monday is not the most depressing time of the week. Tuesday is. Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, it used to be also what was on television. Okay, there really wasn't a lot of good television. I think what Moonlighting was on Tuesday nights, but Dallas and Dukes of Hazzard used to be Friday. So, you know, when you kind of look at MacGyver, I think was a Wednesday night show. You know, so sometimes people will, depending on what's going to be on television that night, look at that as what day is the most exciting. Thursday night, NBC, remember Thursday night was always their, biggest rundown of shows and biggest lineup of shows. But I don't think it's that. I think the reason why Tuesday and Wednesday, yeah, Glee got moved to Thursday now. Oh, it's not even worth watching anymore. Glee is ridiculous. They're just blowing it. I mean, you know, they're so anti-Romney, I can't even watch it. I hate when you're just trying to watch a show. I don't need anything bashing Obama in my primetime viewing either. I just want to watch a television show. The reason why I want to watch a television show is to get away from the politics, to get away from work, and to see them, you know, with their little political digs, you know, with Glee. It just bothers me because I don't want them sitting there, proselytizing kids. Just let them watch a show about singing and unprotected sex and teenage sex or whatever the heck the show is about. Anyway, but Tuesday, people think, oh man, I still got a whole rest of the week to go. There's not a lot of light at the end of the tunnel. So we really, as doctors, watch for depression Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, Wednesday used to be the big depression day until somebody decided to call it hump day. Now, I never understood that. Okay, I thought hump day, my husband said that's the day we're supposed to have sex. I didn't buy it. Hump day, I guess, is because it's like the hump of the week, I guess. I don't know. So Wednesday has started to come a little bit more into favor because some people are misreading hump day to do certain activities and they're being happy, which is fine by me. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if that gets you out of your depression, fine by me. But for the most part, Tuesday seems to be the day. So what does that mean? That means I get to take today off. All right, if it's Friday and nobody really gets depressed on Friday, I could take a day off, hence making Friday more appealing. All right, well, I'm in a good mood. I had Lucky Charms this morning. I splurged. I know it's not the best breakfast, but I got to tell you, those marshmallows, when they're half soggy, half crisp, are delicious. And the rainbow marshmallows are like the biggest of the marshmallows. Yeah, so that's the problem is my kids, when they snack, they take the Lucky Charms box and just eat the marshmallows. So by the time I pour myself a bowl, it's just all the brown stuff. And nobody likes the brown stuff. All right, we got a lot to talk about. It looks like coffee maybe putting us at risk for blindness by increasing our risk of glaucoma. So many of you that are drinking coffee right now, probably wondering about that. We also have the world's most expensive burgers. For those of us thinking about indulging this weekend on a burger, we got American Airlines canceling tons of flights because they still can't get their act together with the seats. Apparently a stripper ruptured a groom's bladder at a bachelor party after sliding down the pole and landing on top of him. All right. I mean, who knew you could actually die in a strip club? Now, he didn't die. His bladder ruptured, but obviously he needed emergent care. We're also going to talk about the jobs report and, you know, this sex offender ban. Ban of Halloween in California is really starting to heat up where, you know, just to recap, we'll talk about this after the break, how if you are a sex offender in Simi Valley, well, a month ago they came up with the ban where you can't celebrate Halloween. You have to put up a sign saying no candy here because kids that are running around, you know, won't know. And from what I understand, these aren't just pedophiles. These are, you know, rapists, etc. Now, personally, I don't understand why these people leave jail not castrated. I don't understand that at all. But many of them will talk about how quickly they leave jail. And, you know, is this ban a good idea or does it violate their civil rights? We talked about this yesterday. Some of you have weighed in. So we'll talk about that. But, I mean, honestly, I think a real fair punishment, not even jail time, just no wee-wee. You don't deserve your wee-wee. You don't. If you misuse your wee-wee, you don't deserve it. That's how I look at it. Donate it to science. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. You know, y'all can find me on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm always, you know, checking my Facebook and Twitter, so it's nice to talk to you guys over the weekend. Nice to connect to see who's listening. Don't forget to look up Dr. Dahlia Show and then, of course, Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. We also have an Android app where you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. I know many of you have iPhones. We're working on it. We're working on it. Call Apple and tell them to get their acts together. But we're hopefully going to have the iPhone app. And we are booking up for the Alaskan cruise. If you guys are thinking of planning a trip this coming summer, so we're talking 8 months from now, we could only hold the rooms for so long. And they're already booking up, going to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle at the end of June, going for an 8-day trip up the Inside Passage. It is exquisite, and we got the best rate we could possibly get. A lot of goodies thrown in there and parties, of course, lectures by me, and we're going to have a great time. So please go to my website and check that out. All right, when we come back, you weighing in on sex offenders being allowed to celebrate Halloween. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Boy, California's in the news a lot lately. Thank you all for all for joining us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So to recap this week's story on what's happened in Simi Valley, about a month ago, there was a ban that was imposed preventing anybody who was a registered sex offender, that includes pedophiles, rapists, etc., to trick-or-treat, to put up decorations, to allow candy to be given out from their home. Now, from what we understand, they have about 119 now registered sex offenders have joined in a lawsuit in opposition of the trick or treating ban, claiming the First Amendment rights are being violated, according to LA Times. The convicts maintain that the rights of free speech are being curtailed, and the sign posting say no candy here mandates singles them out and could ostracize them in their community. Poor babies. Oh, poor babies. Some of the lawsuit plaintiffs, now I'm getting this from the Inquisitor, Some of the lawsuit's plaintiffs have been convicted of misdemeanor crimes and do not have their names displayed on the Megan's Law website list, but 67 have been found guilty of more serious sex crimes. Simi Valley police officers do not have records of any crimes involving children taking place during Halloween, trick, or treating. Okay, for now. Okay? All right? I mean, Aurora, Colorado never had a history of anybody shooting up a movie theater. Okay? That doesn't mean much to me. All right? Attorney Janice Bellucci represents five of the registered sex offenders, three of their wives, two of their children. She noted plans to seek a federal injunction to prevent the city of Simi Valley from enacting the new law during the upcoming Halloween trick-or-treat event. She heads the California Reform Sex Offender Laws Advocacy Group. All right, so we were discussing yesterday, what rights does a sex offender have? Do they get to celebrate and enjoy the same rights that we all have? All right, or since most parents don't trick-or-treat with their kids and the kids are running around rampant, could a sex offender have their house as a trap? Can they? Now, some of you have waited. I'm not going to play all your comments. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Yes, Dr. Dally, you were talking about sex offenders this morning. Got a good solution for it. Just execute them, get them over with. Anybody that would mess with kids, they say they cannot ever be cured. They do not even need to breathe in the same air as a kid. Either that or throw them in prison and let the prisoners deal with them.
You brought up a couple points I want to hit on. Although I still think no more wee wee. I think any sex offender, no more wee wee. Personally, that's my thing. Supreme Court, from what I understand, said a death penalty for rape of a child was unconstitutional. I think that was in 2008. Wasn't that just recently? Supreme Court would not allow a child rape to be a capital punishment. So the Supreme Court unfortunately won't allow that. You know, you can't kill a child rapist or a sex offender. But you're bringing up a very good point. When is a sex offender rehabilitated? You know, some people may be out there listening going, look, you know what? They've done their time. They've done their time. You know, you can't, crucify them after they've done their time. Let them, move on with their lives. Let them engage with people. They, you know, they've, shown, you know, repentance that, you know, et cetera. And I'm like, oh, no. I don't know. I mean, from what I'm hearing, many of these people that serve jail time leave after a few months. I mean, from what I understand, it's either Florida or New York where I believe it's a 25-year sentence, but that's the highest out there. Most of these sentences could range anywhere from 3 months to multiple years. So I have a little problem with that. I don't know. I'm trying to look this up. What is the average amount of time? Here it is. Here we got a study from New York concluded that the average person convicted of child molestation. Now, this is molestation. OK, it's not including rape. It's not including rape of an adult or rape of a child. Serves 4 months in jail and 5 years on probation. They say the average sentence of child molestation in Georgia is 6 years. Okay, well, let's just take that. Is 6 years enough time? All right. I mean, we need to go back to why would somebody molest or rape a child? I know this is always a tough subject for many of us to, you know, talk about or listen to, but I'm not saying there's no chance in heck for any of these people to be rehabilitated, but how do you know if they are? All right, if somebody decides to do ghastly things to a child, they obviously don't have it all there upstairs, okay? Now, somebody could claim, oh, well, they were doing drugs, and if they're not doing drugs, they're okay. Yeah, but still, somebody doing drugs, bringing them to the point where they would attack somebody, how do we know they're going to still show that control and that restraint with then using the drugs and then attacking another child? Remember, even if you're on drugs, what drugs may do is decrease your defenses and your control mechanism to do something animalistic. Okay, many times drugs won't make you think of something new to do, like alcohol. We've seen studies on alcohol. Alcohol doesn't make you just walk up to somebody and say, oh, hi, I think I want to have sex with you. What alcohol does is it reduces your inhibitions, such that if you're in the mood, if you're randy or horny or whatever, the alcohol is going to prevent you from saying no. Right? You know, so your innate desire or your innate impulse or animalistic ways won't be injected by the alcohol or by the drugs. Yes, drugs can play on your brain. What they do is they decrease your inhibition to prevent you from acting on those horrible, heinous, animalistic tendencies. All right. Now, a rape of a child or a molestation of a child or of another human being is an act of violence. It usually is not a sexual fetish. However, you do have some people that have sexual fetishes. And if somebody is sexually attracted to a child, again, they're kooky. And can that be changed? Do doctors and psychologists, you know, or electroconvulsive therapy, does that have the power to change somebody? I think a person could be sorry. I think a person could be repentant. I just don't know if they could control their impulses. And if they can't control their impulses, unfortunately, society has to protect the, you know, their citizens. Now, you know, Halloween, is it really that bad for them to decorate their house for Halloween? Again, if you have a sex offender that leaves jail early, okay, so somebody only serves a few months jail time or a couple years jail time, they get out, and here's these little kids in these little cute costumes. I don't know what control we have. Now, like I said, according to the police department at Simi Valley, they haven't had any cases yet, which is good. And that's reassuring, all right? I don't think all sex offenders who were released are going to go back and attack, but the problem is you just don't know. And our kids depend on us as adults to keep them safe. And personally, I don't think a kid should go up to a house who was a pedophile. I don't think the pedophile can control themselves. I don't see how they could have been rehabilitated, because even in jail, you know, how much rehabilitation are they getting in a jailed setting? And we all know what's been going on with California. Many of these people don't finish their jail time because the jails are overcrowded. So as far as I'm concerned, if you can't prove that somebody is 100% rehabilitated, we really have to limit their access to children, or we should have some sort of a system where parents are notified not to go there. Now, some people will say that law where, they have to register online should be sufficient. But remember, if you have someone that's already breaking the law and, feeling the assault of a child is normal behavior, do you think they're going to voluntarily report? I don't think many sex offenders do report. I know they have to, but I don't think many do. And they made a mistake. They made a serious mistake. And yes, I think they should pay for it lifelong. I do. You know, you can't kill them. All right, but I think there should be some sort of an awareness for the parents, some sort of I don't want to use the word branding, but some sort of education for the parents on where these people are, because if we don't feel our penal code is administering the right punishment, okay, or a long enough punishment, and we don't think they're being rehabilitated, and we understand, I mean, if our government can't even enforce illegal immigration, I sincerely doubt our penal system is enforcing proper control over our convicts and how long we keep them, incarcerate them. I think it is up to us. And if we don't have that, you know, type of education, I'm not upset about this ban at all. And, you know, I'm sorry for those of you who are sex offenders out there, you messed up. You messed up bad. And what you did was sick, gross, and you ruined a child's life. So for your life being ruined because you can't celebrate Halloween, tough noogies. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's a lot of stories I want to get to, but I just want to make a comment before I get into this next story. I guess Charles Manson's colleague, I guess maybe making parole, and so before I get to this story, I don't mean to have a distrust of the average human. But, you know, when you go to medical school and you see what you see and you learn, you know, what you learn, you realize that we are more animals than human. There was a lecturer that came to us in school. And very nice man, very intelligent man. He was speaking to us, and this shocked us. And I apologize for any of my co-medical students who listened to my show to relive this moment. But he was sitting there talking to us, you know, and he was sitting, and or I imagine him sitting, because he says there are certain human urges that are normal. And he was explaining to us what some humans would normally do. Okay, now, you know, remember, when you're in school, you know, and you're young and you're in your 20s, you think you know it all. You know, and then you go to school to hopefully learn and expand your mind. But I just wasn't expecting this one. He had said that his granddaughter once sat on his lap, and he had accidentally had an erection. He didn't want to. He wasn't attracted to the girl. But he had an erection when his granddaughter sat in his lap. You know, let the daughter go. She left, whatever. I don't think it happened again. But, of course, we just kind of all sat there, you know, with our jaws dropped going, really? That can happen? And the reason why he explained it to us, not to shock us and, you know, give us all heart attacks, but to say, look, there are going to be things that the human body will do that you can't control. Okay? So the difference between a criminal and a non-criminal is a non-criminal can control the urges. A criminal can't. All right? And sometimes a sexual response isn't coming from the brain. It could be very reflexive. All right. So we took that home and we were like, huh? What? Huh? And of course, you know, everybody was grossed out by that idea. But hearing that made me realize we know nothing. We know nothing about each other. We think we have it all down. We think we could tease and we can goad and we can, you know, that we're safe. And we're not. I mean, I remember my mom always yelling at me, don't wear that, you look like a tramp. No, don't wear that, you're going to look like, no, you're going to get yourself into trouble. You're going to be, don't wear that. No. Okay, so that was my mom. Okay, she didn't like anything I wore. And I'm like, Mom, turtlenecks have been out of style for the last 15 years. Wear that, that looks good. And buying the breasts are too big. So, you know, my mom was never a fan of, you know, my figure. And she thought it would be a, unfortunately, something that could induce a man to go crazy. Now, I'd like to think I've, you know, made a lot of men go crazy, but nah, didn't happen, you know. It, you know, it's true. You don't want to be a target. You don't want to entice. We always teach our younger children, you know, you can be a piece of raw meat in front of a lion. And we don't realize that because we think, oh, he's human. Oh, she's human. You know, how many times have you gotten mad at somebody in road rage and, you know, wanted that car in front of you to just flip, right? You know, or this is really bad for me to, this is really horrible for me to admit, but I have no problem admitting this to you all because I don't really think anybody listens to the show anyway. I was driving and somebody cut me off almost dangerously and I had the kids in the car. So I told him, I screamed at the car, even though my windows were up, because I'm a lot tougher when my windows are rolled up, eat, blank, and die. All right? Now, did I really want him to eat poo-poo and die? No, I think it just came out of my mouth because it was pretty easy, and it was a little softer than what I usually say because the kids are in the car. So luckily, I had that control. Well, one of my kids in the back of the car was screaming, yeah, die. And I'm like, no. We don't want him to die. He's like, but you just told him to. I go, I did. Yeah, you just told him to. You just told him, Mom, to eat blank and die. Like, you don't cuss. Now, yes, I got mad. I didn't want the guy to die, you know. But, I mean, I really don't want him to eat poo-poo. I mean, he could get a salmonella, E. coli poisoning and, you know, go into a sepsis type of scenario. So, no, that's not very nice. But, I mean, we get mad. I mean, we really, really get mad when we're driving. And sometimes we want bad things to happen to other people. But what makes us non-criminals and what makes us decent is we realize we had a bad thought and we go, that's a bad thought. That's a bad thought. Not a good thought. Okay? Bad girl, bad boy. I'm not going to think of that. All right? Somebody that doesn't realize that the thought was bad or acts upon it or hears voices or follows somebody like Charles Manson, you can't predict what they do. And I don't think these are people that could be rehabilitated. I don't think you could control the mind. I don't think we should be that cocky and that smug to think that we have the medical technology and the psychological science behind rehabilitating somebody who could do something sick and disgusting to a child or another human. I don't think that. I don't believe we should feel we are that advanced in our medical and psychological treatment and training. I don't, and even me as a family doctor, I do a lot of psychology. If you told me, Dahlia, rehabilitate a sex offender, I can't do it. There is no way. I mean, maybe I could do some counseling sessions, but I will never be able to tell you that I reformed that person for good. And that child is going to be safe. No. Do I believe a lot of them make mistakes? Do I believe a lot of them are sorry? Do I believe a lot of them will never do that again? Yes, I do. But I can't say that for everybody. Now, what's happening now? Charles Manson's follower, Bruce Davis, may make parole. Governor Jerry Brown will ultimately decide, according to the LA Times, whether convicted murderer Charles Manson's quote-unquote right-hand man, Bruce Davis, should be paroled after a state panel approved his release. Bruce Davis, 69 years old, was imprisoned for the 1969 killings of musician Gary Hindman and ranch hand Donald Shorty Shea. And he had been recommended for parole in 2010, but Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger blocked it. He said, no, go back. In a news release on Thursday, officials said the panel agreed to parole. Are you kidding me? Because of his positive adjustment, record of no recent disciplinary problems. Well, he was locked up. He wasn't out there in society. And for successfully completing academic and vocational, educational, and self-help programs. Okay, so he passed a math test. He could do long division and you're letting him go? Davis did not participate in the 1969 Manson family murders, they say, of actress Sharon Tate and six others. During his 40 years in prison, he became an ordained minister and earned a master's degree in philosophy and religion via a correspondence program. Davis was convicted in 1972 of the Manson-dictated murders of Hindman and Shea. Is it Hindman? 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 The parole must still be finalized by the state after a 120-day review period. Now, this is why there's so much back and forth on death penalty or not. You know, I mean, if we don't feel somebody should be out there in society because of his murders, I mean, should he still be alive? And states that don't allow capital punishment, they'll say life in prison. Kind of what's the point? You know, I mean, and I know some of you are like, oh, well, what if they really weren't convicted? Okay, I'm talking about people that were convicted, obviously, right? They're given life, you know, with no parole or life with parole. And it just, I feel like the worry and the strain and the stress and the resources of this person getting out and killing again, well, you know, that's why I'm for capital punishment. I mean, if somebody is convicted of murders, if somebody murdered other human beings, and we don't have the ability to I don't know what math test this guy took. Now we're faced with a decision. Do we let him go back out? John Hinckley Jr., who shot President Reagan, may be out there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You bet I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So now they're saying drinking 3 cups of coffee a day could be linked to vision loss and blindness. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of these stories. First, I have to tell you coffee's good. Then I have to tell you coffee's bad. Then coffee's only good if you drink 4 or 5 cups a day. And now coffee's bad if you drink 3 cups a day. They say drinking more than 3 cups of coffee a day According to the a study published in the Journal of Investigative Ophthalmology and Visual Science, suggests coffee coffee lovers could put you at risk for glaucoma. Now, glaucoma occurs when you build a pressure in the eye because you don't have the drainage system as patent as it should be, and so you could get acute angle glaucoma, closed angle glaucoma, and the pressure buildup can cause damage to the optic nerve. The optic nerve connects the eye to the brain, and therefore you start to have vision loss. Researchers from the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston suggest that compounds found in coffee may increase pressure within the eyeball, causing the condition glaucoma. Now, they say how the fluid draining system gets clogged is we get crap on our eyes all the time. Right, eyes get on our lens and our conjunctiva, etc., and then this starts to clog up the system. If you have a system that's not, like I said, patent, then you end up having you end up acquiring glaucoma. Now, what would be in coffee to cause this? Well, we don't know if it's the caffeine. They don't think it's the caffeine because the tea, chocolate, soda studies haven't shown that. Now, I remember when I used to run pretty aggressively, and I had gone in for my eye exams, my eye pressure was up, and my doctor said, look, you run. Of course, you run, you have higher eye pressure. And I was like, oh, I hope so. You know, I was like, all right, I mean, we'll buy that, that's fine. And so you wonder if it's more of a stimulatory effect. But then again, why not soda? Why not tea? Coffee, tea, soda pop, pee. Why not? So, I don't want you to panic about this type of study. I know many of you like coffee. Personally, I think in moderation, do we really need 3 cups a day? Yes, studies are out there saying multiple cups of coffee a day prevent dementia and help the heart and all this other stuff. Personally, I just don't think you should be doing anything 3-4 times a day. I can't think of, poop. Yeah. All right, in terms of consumption, I can't think of anything that I would probably recommend in terms of consumption that many times a day. So my recommendation would be to moderation. All right, but still, what this does remind us to do is to get our eyes checked. Over age 40, we should be going to the eye doctor and getting yearly eye checks. You know that, right? Well, now I do. Good. That should be on the next pop quiz. American Airlines cancels dozen more flights as it scrambles to fix seats that become loose. I guess 50 flights had to be canceled yesterday, and today another 44 flights. So 48 Boeing 757s have been pulled out to make repairs. 3 separate flights, rows of seats became loose. 2 planes had to make emergency landings. These guys need to get their act together. They're not having a good year, are they? Mm-mm. Now, someone who didn't have a good night was a man who was enjoying his bachelor party. Claims a stripper fell on him. This occurred in Pennsylvania, the Penthouse Club in Port Richmond, Pennsylvania. And when she fell on him, she ruptured the bladder. Apparently, she shimmied up the pole and from a great height launched herself down onto his abdomen. This is per the lawyer. The exotic dancer has not been identified. The groom was in so much pain, he had to leave the club. The next morning, he was admitted to the hospital with a ruptured bladder that required surgery. The gentleman, Mr. Gallagher, let me see what his first name is, Patrick Gallagher, is now suing the club for at least $50,000 for his medical costs, humiliation, and mental anguish. Well, if he didn't have this published, right, or reported by any journalist, he could have saved some money there. The Penthouse Club was unavailable for comment. His injuries happened back in November 2010 while his groom and his friends were enjoying the Diamond Bachelor package at the club. Whew, sounds fancy. The package for 10 or more people costs $140 per person. It includes 2 hours in a private lounge at the top of the club with an open liquor bar, hot appetizers, and a private waitress. The groom is also invited on stage with this package. Well, his package is ruined now. 7 dancers and a manager were arrested last year on prostitution charges at the club. The club was raided last November. All right, so guys, if you're going to a strip club, I mean, they aren't going into detail. My guess is her high heel landed into his groin. I mean, I suppose a knee could do it or an elbow. But, I mean, if she it would have probably been knee how she landed. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a heel. That'd be nasty. But then why would he wait the next day? So I'm not really too sure how this happened. I don't go to strip clubs, so I really don't kind of get how you climb up a pole and then you jump and land on somebody. I don't get that. I mean, I know I live in Las Vegas, and there's lots of clubs out here, which is kind of nice for people. But I've never gone in there. A lot of women do, you know, to see what their men are doing. I'm just trying to figure out what could have happened medically. Doesn't make too much sense. Okay. Oh, I wanted to go into this one story. I'm trying to find it. Oh, I wanted to go into this one story. Come on. Okay, this is pretty cool. Apparently, there's a list released by the Social Security Administration of the most popular names per state. Most popular baby names. Okay, like Alabama, it's William for a boy and Emma for a girl. In Maryland, it's Mason for a boy, Sophia for a girl. In Nevada, Anthony for a boy, Sophia for a girl. Sophia and Emma and Isabella are still pretty common. A lot of Sophias, a lot of Emmas. Iowa Emma, New York Sophia, boys Michael for New York. That's kind of interesting. So those are some of the most popular baby names. But I really want to get to this story. What is this story about the hamburgers? Because I'm getting hungry. I know it's morning for me, but I'm getting hungry here. All right, apparently we have the 10 most expensive burgers in the world. Oh, okay, like with Kobe beef. And, all right, where's the list? I want a list of 10. Oh, come on, don't make me go through this now. I'm trying to fit this all in. Okay, here we go. And I'm looking at these pictures, and oh, my gosh. All right, apparently there are 10 most expensive burgers in the world. Apparently there is I'm looking for who did this study, because this is something you got to see. They say 8 of the patties can be found in upmarket restaurants in the U.S., while a 9th is in London, and the 10th is out of Indonesia. One of them has a diamond-encrusted solid gold toothpick. All right, the cheapest burger is about $250 of the most expensive. The most expensive is $5,000. We're looking at a $5,000 burger, and you want to know where that burger is? It's in Las Vegas, at Fleur de Lis at Mandalay Bay. A $5,000 burger? You're kidding me. Oh, because they have little gold and things like that. Is that why? It has foie gras, a special truffle sauce. It's served in a brioche truffle bun with black truffles on the side and comes with a bottle of Chateau Petrus. Petru? I don't drink wine. I like my quarter pounder with cheese. Poured in Eichendorff Brunello stemware. Some of you fancy schmancies out there may understand what all that meant. There's a $777 Kobe beef and Maine lobster burger from Le Burger Brasserie in Paris. There's a bra with it. Las Vegas, Nevada has Kobe beef and fresh Maine lobster, caramelized onions, brie cheese, prosciutto, that's like a ham, 100-year-aged balsamic vinegar, and served with a bottle of Rosé Dom Pérignon champagne. Wow. Wow, these are some fancy schmancy burgers. I'm sorry, I'll take the steak. I'll go to Outback. If I want to splurge, I go to Outback. All right, guys, we got another couple hours coming up if you can stay on board. If not, have a great rest of the way home. God bless.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com.
spy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.